there was a big transition 3 years ago, and you had to get these girls to buy into what you were trying to do, and that couldn't be easy. But is that kind of why this team is the way it is, unselfish and all about team, that they were going to rally behind you and what you were trying to do here to build the program?
Well, just, you know, anytime there's new, there's unknown, and you just try to come in and you try to be straightforward with people. And the way things had gone down the year before, I thought my first year here, they couldn't have played out better, because we got ourselves back in the same situation again. We had a poor shooting night, and, you know, our kids, okay. Well, you know, instead of us worrying about who we were going to be with or weren't going to be with, we just decided that they better worry about getting back to us. And I think that's the route that they took. And, you know, that's a tribute to them. It's hard. It's hard to come in and these girls to trust somebody new immediately. And there were growing pains along the way. Sure, there were. But I think, you know, the one thing that stood the most is I think that they could feel that their coach had passion about the game and that he loved it and that he, you know, that was my thing. And I hope that, you know, when they get a chance to take a deep breath, that they'll go back and they'll take a big look and they'll go, you know what, Coach Kaufman was very passionate about this game and he just wanted what was best for us. And that's just what you want to do. It's what you want to do as a coach. The great thing for me is these guys made it easy. That was easy. That was the easiest thing for me. Probably harder for them because, you know, me being new. But I can't tell you how proud I am of these kids. It's been I'm 51 years old, and in my 51 years, I've got to share something great with these kids. And it'll be stories I'll tell my grandkids when they're old enough to understand. They'll be sitting up there going, "Papa, tell me why we was at that gym again." And we'll talk about these crazy kids right here beside me. And there'll be a crazy story for every one of them that's sitting there. So proud.
Renee, 3 years ago as a sophomore, when Coach Kaufman came in, would you have ever dreamed sitting here?
I had big dreams, and so I did think we could do it, and I believe that we had the capability of doing it, and I'm proud of my team, and I'm proud of where we are now.
Which one's sweeter? Of the state championships?
Probably this one, because, you know, go out with a bang. Finish on a good note.
You guys finished three straight years, three straight state titles. Your record was 102-5. How do you kind of look back on that and reflect on a three-year run like that? That's almost unprecedented in high school basketball.
Yeah, I felt like we were very successful throughout our whole entire career. But, I mean, we couldn't do it without each other.
Do you remember those five losses?
Yeah.
Did that help drive you guys?
Yeah, it helps motivate us a lot.
Man, you got a great state tournament. And this was definitely a going out on a high note, finishing strong for you. Talk about just these past three games for you in general.
First off, I just have great teammates. And they just find me when I'm open. And we all just play basketball. We love basketball. So we just go out and compete every time we're on the floor.
Coach, when you think about the expectations of Riverdale basketball and kind of what you guys have done,
that make it tougher, easier, more motivating. What about the pressure of being good and everybody expecting you to be good?
I don't know. I think it's probably why they're all here. I think they want that. I think this is a group that strives to have that feeling and that pressure on them. And, you know, I came to Riverdale for one reason. We wanted to win state titles at Riverdale. And the great tradition that was started here back in 07 by Michael Burt and, you know, carried on by many other great coaches along the way. So, you know, we never talked about that at practice. That was never a thought. We were thinking about the next step in our journey. And when you schedule like we schedule on a national scale, you don't have time to look four games ahead. You better look one game ahead, and you better be ready in the next one because somebody's looking to knock you off all the time. And I think that scheduling has really conditioned these kids for the process that you've seen. The girl asked me earlier on the air, she said, you know, what do you – every group is defined by something. And I think this group's going to be defined by never too high and never too low. You know, last year was a fight and hate to lose team. And this was a never too high, never too low. We don't care. You know, I looked at him before the season started. I said, I have given you a schedule that's probably overscheduled. You have the number one schedule in the country. You have the toughest strength of schedule. And nobody even bats eye. Okay, whatever this guy's talking, and we'll see. And that's how they were. They just, okay, what's next? And let's go play it. And, you know, we had a slip-up in Phoenix, and we played a great basketball team, and we just didn't make a shot. These kids did not play. played great. Played just like you saw out there. We should make a shot in 35, 36 games. It's going to happen. And I'm telling you, from that moment, I knew we were special. I knew we were, because their attitude after was not hurt because we got beat. It was mad. It was a mad feeling. And I think, you know, we come back the next day, we play the number 8 team in the country, and a Riverdale Baptist had two McDonald's All-Americans on the team. And we've got a running clock. We're up by 30 in the fourth quarter, and we're playing our bench. You know, that's the resiliency that's sitting beside me. That's the specialness that's sitting beside me. MTSU is going to get to feel that. Okay, Vanderbilt is going to get to feel that, because that's what these kids are going to bring to those programs. And then we got two more down there that I think want to win another one. So that would just be my thought. So just I can't tell you how overwhelmed I am as a coach to have been able to be a part of these young women's lives.
I know you'll continue to watch your seniors at the next level, but what's it feel like for you personally to kind of tell them goodbye today?
Jeez, man, I'll cry like a 2-year-old. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to sit here like I'm not. But, you know, here's the thing. The selfish me, I get to watch Renee. She's right down the road. I mean, she's 30 minutes away. I don't even have to leave the city to get to see the Whittingtons. You know, they're going to be right here at MTSU. So the selfish side of me, man, they made life easy for me. I'm going to get to see these guys, you know, up front and center. And I know when I get there that I'm going to see great things.
Even in the middle of all this, you went to see Anastasia play in the SEC tournament.
Well, yeah, you're right. I did. So just, you know, a great run of kids, of student body, a great administration that's supportive. That's why these kids are able to be successful. It's more than a coach, I promise you. It's not me. It's them.